Starting in this issue, we are proud to be running a series of articles by a regular contributor, Nick Kosovan, on the art of finding work. He always seems to hit the nail on the head. Nick Kosovan is the Customer Service Professionals Network's social media director, executive board member. Workplace employment takes up a good part of our life during our working careers. Therefore, it is imperative that individuals seek out the employment that suits and finances their lifestyle. In a recent article, one read by Henry Mann, revealed, "The Secret to Work Happiness," an executive GM of insurance in the article stated, "Most workers are happy at their current job and prioritized a good work-life balance, rather, than good pay." Although this article referred to working in Australia, I found this very interesting and can concur with the sentiments even here in Canada. In my past experience as a department head for about 16 years, I've found that most employees appreciated all the perks of a job that allows a little more freedom compared to those who work in a stringent workweek employment for a bigger paycheck. People need to love what they do, even if they aren't at the top of the pay chart but have a livable salary that allows for a good lifestyle. Experts revealed a good work-life balance was the key, secret, to good job satisfaction. This was followed closely by making a positive difference to others and good pay. According to an article found here, written by StatsCan that just came out in January of this year, it states, Canadians, in general, have a high level of job satisfaction. As an indicator featured in Canada's Quality of Life Framework, job satisfaction has a relationship with one's level of life satisfaction, sense of meaning and purpose, social cohesion, mental health, financial well-being, and productivity, said StatCan. On the other side of the fence, household financial needs seem to sometimes weigh greater than job satisfaction. In the same article, it stated, in October 2023, almost 1 in 10 Canadians, 9.3%, were living in a household that found it very difficult to meet their financial needs in terms of housing, transportation, food, clothing, and other necessary expenses within the previous month. The biggest predicament comes into play when individuals don't have much more for skills beyond what they were hired for, but expect a bigger salary. There's a saying that goes, don't despise small beginnings. Apparently, it all boils down to an individual's happiness. Everyone wants to have the happiest career, something that is fulfilling and rewarding, taking into consideration one's skills, interests, and their future employment. In all of this, each individual has to evaluate who they are, where they are presently, and where they want to go. It may be a lot of hard work to get where they want to go, a big learning curve with possibly some sacrifices in time and happiness, but in the long run we all have to run our own race. Here's hoping the end is greater than the means, bringing more perks, greater pleasure and satisfaction. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.